We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children, of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
God made Sam.
God made Luke.
God made Alexa.
And he made Carolyn.
Morgan was made by God.
God made Bryson.
God made Becca.
He made us all. God made me. God made me. I have a purpose. God made me.
For a purpose.
And he wants you to follow Jesus.
He wants you to live each day trying to be more like Jesus.
We are works in progress.
We will make mistakes, but we have to keep trying.
Keep on trying to turn away from their mistakes.
Our sins.
Jesus will show us the way.
We want to be like Jesus.
So today we're going to be talking about something that kids have to face every single day, I think. We're going to be talking about gossip. What is gossip?
Talking behind someone's back.
Okay.
Spreading a story about someone that might hurt them.
Okay.
Spreading a story that may not even be true.
That's right. And why do you think people gossip?
Sometimes because they're jealous of what somebody else may have and they don't.
Okay.
And another one is they may not like them because they...
So you want to talk about someone and kind of hurt them?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Uh-huh. How about you, Alexa? What?
I think a lot of times that people don't even realize they're gossiping. They just, like, hear this bit of information, and they're, like, dying to tell somebody, so they have to run to their friend. Guess what I heard, you know?
Right.
And they don't even think that it might be hurting somebody, but it could be.
Mm-hmm. Becca?
Sometimes it's just something to talk about.
Right. You're just filling up the time with idle chatter. But that chatter can become something that could really hurt someone. You know what I think? If you can't say what you're saying about a person to that person without hurting them or embarrassing them, then it's gossip. We have to really think about what we are saying.
the words that we use.
We need to pray for God's help.
Because in our own strength, we can't do it.
But if we want to be like Jesus,
we have to stop gossiping.
Trust in the Lord. In all you do, the Lord is there beside you. Trust in the Lord, and He will show you the way. Trust in the Lord, in all you do, the Lord is there beside you. He will show you the way. He's the living water. He's the bread of life. And all who thirst and hunger are precious in His sight. Trust in the Lord. In all you do, the Lord is there beside you. Trust in the Lord, and He will show you the way. He's the living water. He's the bread. Precious in His sight. Trust in the Lord. In all you do, the Lord is there to guide you. Trust in the Lord, and He will show you the way.
Proverbs 26 verse 20 says, without wood, a fire goes out. Without gossip, a quarrel dies down.
So how does gossip make a problem worse?
If two people have a problem and they start telling others about it, then pretty soon everybody has problems with each other.
The gossip can just become a rumor and a whole bunch of people get involved.
That's right. That reminds me of the game Telephone. When we were in camp this summer, remember we played that game? Maybe you can explain to listeners what that game's all about.
Well, somebody thinks up a phrase and they tell it, and everybody keeps passing it down, and then the last person says what they heard, and it usually ends up wrong.
That's right. Carolyn, will you read another proverb for us?
Proverbs 16:28 says, a gossip separates friends.
And it's easy to see how a gossip can separate friends. When your friend tells you a secret, if you gossip about them and tell someone else their secret, what happens? Morgan.
They might get disappointed at you and say, I thought you were my friend. I asked you not to tell.
That's right. And once we say something, can we take our words back? I kind of think it's like squeezing toothpaste out. You know, you say something and you squeeze it out. But can you get toothpaste back in the tube? Can you undo what you said to someone if it was a lie or if it hurt their feelings?
No. Well, even if your friend doesn't find out, still God knows and still it matters to Him, so.
That's exactly right. Luke.
If you, like, say something that hurts someone else's feelings, you're hurting God, too.
Exactly right.
James 3, verse 5 says, likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts.
Consider when a great forest is set on fire by a small spark.
The tongue is also a fire,
a world of evil among the parts of the body.
It corrupts the whole person.
Sets the whole course of his life on fire.
Just a little comment about someone can start a fire, can do a lot of damage to that person. My mom used to tell me, if you don't have something nice to say about someone, what should we say?
Nothing.
That's right.
Our words should not be used to talk behind someone's back.
Our words should be used to encourage people.
Now, sometimes you might be on the receiving end of gossip. Your friend might say, did you hear what happened to John? And then they want to talk and share something. What should you do in that situation?
Here's just one idea. There's probably a lot.
Sure.
But, one thing you could say is, no, but I don't really want to hear it, and then maybe just walk away.
Okay. You could say no. Yeah, Morgan.
Say, I did hear, but I don't want to talk about it.
That would be really, really a good way of handling it.
Like, if somebody's, like, passing on stuff that's bad about someone, like, you can just go to, like, your mom or dad or the teacher and say, like, they're passing on something that's not, like, very good.
Uh-huh.
Or what you could say, would you like them to talk about you?
Mm-hmm.
Ephesians chapter 4 says, put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires,
to be made new in the attitude of your minds,
and to put on the new self,
created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor, for we are all members of one body.
Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs,
that it may benefit those who listen. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice.
Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you.
And now it's time to pray.
Dear Father, we want to live a life that honors you.
Sometimes we are tempted to talk about others behind their backs, or to listen to other people gossip.
We know that it is wrong.
Help us, Father.
We want to use our words to build up others instead of hurting them.
Help us to be more like Jesus every day.
In his holy name we pray.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
If you would like to contact us, here's our phone number, 1-800-527-5522.
Our email address is karen@karenandkids.com.
And our mailing address is Karen and Kids, P.O. Box 168, Timonium, Timonium, Maryland, 21094.
This week, think about this lesson.
Ask God to help you control your tongue.
And remember,
be kind and compassionate to one another.
Use your words to build people up.
Do not gossip. See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.